name is Larry Robinson. I'm the chairman of the Planning and Zoning Commission here. The time is now 6:50 p.m. And therefore, I call to order the regular meeting of the Harker Heights Planning and Zoning Commission for August 31st, 2022. Commissioners, please ensure that you are speaking directly into your microphone for the official recording. Please state your name for the record each time you speak. The P&Z consists of volunteers appointed by the City Council. We coordinate with city staff, owners, developers, and agents, and residents to provide the City Council with independent, objective, and coordinated evaluations and recommendations of planning and zoning issues in the context of state statutes, local ordinances, and the city's land use and comprehensive plans. Except for approved final plats, all votes are recommendations and are forwarded to the City Council for final decision. Staff will call on each commissioner and note commissioners present and absent, please.
Chairman Robinson.
Chairman Robinson, present.
Vice Chair Robinson.
Vice Chair Robinson, present.
Secretary Stegmeier.
Secretary Stegmeier, present.
Commissioner Schein.
Commissioner Schein, present.
Commissioner McCann.
Commissioner McCann, present.
Commissioner Watford. Marking Commissioner Watford absent. Commissioner Austin.
Commissioner Austin, present.
Commissioner Heidbrink.
Commissioner Heidbrink, present.
Commissioner Best.
Commissioner Best, present.
Alternate Commissioner McDaniel.
Alternate Commissioner McDaniel, present.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Okay, this is Chairman Robinson again. We do have a quorum. Plenty of people here, and hey, I can go ahead and bring her up, right? All right. I choose tonight to go ahead and bring Elizabeth McDaniel, our alternate, up here to be the big table for the night. So, our
microphone's down there.
True. Yeah. We'll make room.
She's got a chair. Give her a chair.
Okay. All right. Does this sign anybody out there with your cell phones or anything that making noises? Make sure you turn that off out there, please. And we're going to get this party started. Okay. The first order of business is going to be the approval of the agenda for the regular meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission for August 31st, 2022. That will be tonight's meeting. Do I have a motion to approve that?
Commissioner Heidbrink, motion to approve the agenda.
Secretary Stegmeier, second.
Okay. Commissioner Heidbrink makes a motion. And Secretary Stegmeier makes a second. Any discussion? Okay, none. Young lady?
Chairman Robinson.
I vote to approve.
Vice Chair Robinson.
Vice Chair Robinson, approve.
Secretary Stegmeier.
Secretary Stegmeier, approve.
Commissioner Schein.
Commissioner Schein, approve.
Commissioner McCann.
Commissioner McCann, approve.
Commissioner Austin.
Commissioner Austin, approve.
Commissioner Heidbrink.
Commissioner Heidbrink, approve.
Commissioner Bess.
Commissioner Bess, approve.
Thank you.
We're going to do McDaniel.
Commissioner McDaniel? Commissioner McDaniel?
Commissioner McDaniel, approve.
All right. That passes 9-0. Okay. Under consent agenda item is the approval of minutes from the regular meeting held on July 27th, 2022. Do I have a motion?
Commissioner Best, make a motion to approve the minutes.
All right. Commissioner Best, do I have a second?
Secretary Stegmeier, second.
Secretary Stegmeier, seconds. Okay. Any discussion? None. Okay, young lady.
Chairman Robinson.
I vote to approve.
Vice Chair Robinson.
Vice Chair Robinson, approve.
Secretary Stegmeier.
Secretary Stegmeier, approve.
Commissioner Schein.
Commissioner Schein, approve.
Commissioner McCann.
Commissioner McCann, approve.
Commissioner Austin.
Commissioner Austin, approve.
Commissioner Heidbrink.
Commissioner Heidbrink, approve.
Commissioner Bess.
Commissioner Bess, approve.
Commissioner McDaniel.
Commissioner McDaniel, approve.
Thank you.
Okay, it passes 3-0. We are rolling right along here. Okay, report on City Council results on planning and development related items. Mrs. Spell for the city.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Yvonne Spell for the City of Harker Heights. And going over the previous planning and development items that were heard by City Council last week on August 23rd, the City Council did vote to select September 27th as the public hearing date for the impact fees public hearing. And the new business case that we discussed at the last planning and zoning meeting on July 27th. Evergreen Subdivision Phase 6, planning and zoning did recommend approval with conditions for this plat at 8-1, and City Council did approve with the conditions as presented at 3-2. And that was it for that.
Very good. Okay, recognition of affidavits.
We have received none.
Very good. Okay, next item is public comments. At this time, comments will be taken from the audience on non-agenda related topics for a length of time not to exceed 3 minutes per person. To address the Planning and Zoning Commission, please clearly state your name and address for the Planning and Development Administrative Assistant prior to making a comment. No action may be taken by the Planning and Zoning Commission during public comments. Are there any citizens who wish to speak on a non-agenda related topic? All right, none. Thank you very much. And we're rolling right along. Here we go. All right, under agenda item number 10 are public hearings. Discuss and consider an ordinance to amend City of Harker Heights Code of Ordinances 154-01 definitions. Mrs. Spell for the city.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Yvonne Spell for the City of Harker Heights. Commissioners, as you may recall, over the last 4 or 5 months, we have been discussing the updates to the thoroughfare plan and Mobility 2030, and we've seen some inconsistencies in the streets definitions between multiple documents that the city has approved in the past. As we have gone through these documents, we've made recommendations to this body for updates to the definitions for the streets, and before you tonight is a recommendation to approve this or make recommendation of this ordinance in order for it to go in front of City Council. In your packet included was the updated ordinances, 154.01 street definitions, and before you on the screen is a same copy of these ordinance or of the definitions. And then again, the motion should you so choose. And staff is available for questions.
Commissioners.
Vice Chair Robinson, can we add a definition or is it too late? My question is, I remember the first time I saw the word null on one of the maps, I did not know what it meant on some of the lots or some of the city things, and it's on some of ours that we see tonight, and I've looked, it's not in here. I mean, null means lots of things.
So our code of ordinances refers to those things that we're enforcing. The word null that you see on the maps is coming from Bell County with their GIS data. And so when it says null, that means that they don't have a value inputted yet. And so we don't have any control of that, nor do we have any regulation over that particular term.
Any other questions?
Nope.
Okay, folks, it is to us at this time.
Is this a public hearing or do we have to open it?
This is a public hearing.
Right.
Okay, but you're the one representing, I mean,
this isn't a public hearing.
It's because it is an ordinance of the city that we conduct public hearings anytime we have an ordinance. So anything that could impact the city in terms of its code of ordinances, in terms of finances, these definitions put into place and clearly define the size of roads, the types of roads, the expectations for those roads and development.
Okay. So I can open the public hearing now. Just proceed from there. Okay. All right, I now open the public hearing. Does anyone in the audience want to address this matter? Does anyone in the audience wish to address this matter? No. I close the public hearing. All right, back to the commissioners. Do I have a motion?
Commissioner Heinrich, motion to approve the ordinance to amend paragraph 154.01 of the Harker Heights Code of Ordinances.
Secretary Stegmeier seconds.
Secretary Stegmeier seconds. Any discussion? Okay. Anyway.
Chairman Robinson.
I vote to approve.
Vice Chair Robinson.
And Vice Chair Robinson approve.
Secretary Stegmeier.
Secretary Stegmeier approve.
Commissioner Schein.
Commissioner Schein approve.
Commissioner McCann.
Commissioner McCann approve.
Commissioner Austin.
Commissioner Austin approve.
Commissioner Heinbrink.
Commissioner Heinbrink approve.
Commissioner Bess.
Commissioner Bess approve.
Commissioner McDaniel.
Commissioner McDaniel approve.
Thank you.
Passes 9-0 there. Okay, next could be Z22-20, conduct a public hearing to discuss and consider an ordinance for a conditional use permit to allow for a mobile food vendor court for one mobile food truck on property described as Meadow Acres, Block 006, Lot Part of 7, 8, East 14.5 foot of North 130 foot of 7, and West 85.5 of North 130 of 8. Generally located at 808 South Ann Boulevard, Harker Heights, Bell County, Texas 76548. Mrs. Spell for the city.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Yvonne Spell for the city of Harker Heights. In July, the building department did receive an application to add an additional electrical outlet to 808 South Ann. So upon review of this permit, we realized that this was to add a mobile food truck to this location. Per the City of Harker Heights Code of Ordinances, in order for a food truck to be hooked up to a electrical outlet and not operate off of a generator, they have to operate out of a mobile food court. And per ordinances, again, in order for a mobile food court to be approved, it has to go through the conditional use process. So a B3 with a conditional use permit to allow for a mobile food court to operate at this location, which is why this case is before you today. Staff did meet with the applicant in August 4th for this case and gave them the two options. You can either operate off of a generator or do the electrical outlet, and they chose to go this route. This parcel is located within the original area of the city incorporation and was platted back in 1959. Here's a picture of the public notice posted in front of the property. The applicants provided picture of the truck and the general location and the location of the food truck. This is their proposed location of the food truck, and it shall not interfere with the parking spots, fire, or fire lanes for this parcel. The zoning map indicating that this parcel is B3 with a mixture of B3 and B4 surrounding it. Existing land use does show that this is community center land use, with regional center to the south, regional center to the north, community center to the south, regional center to the east, and community center to the west. And land use plan, which was most recently updated, does indicate that this area should be community center. Staff did send out 44 notices to neighboring property owners and the school district included, and received 6 notices back recommending approval for this conditional use permit. Upon review of the case, these are the conditions that staff does recommend to this body: that modifications to this conditional use permit will require a Planning and Zoning Commission recommendation and City Council approval via a public hearing. Food vendors and customers shall have access to restroom facilities on site via an active agreement with the property owner and business located in the brick and mortar structure on site. Hours of operation shall coincide with the business located in the brick and mortar structure on site that provide access to the restroom facilities. The signage, accessories, and mobile food units shall be placed on the site such that they do not interfere with the fire lane, garbage services, or required parking spaces for the site. And this conditional use permit automatically renews for successive 2-year periods unless an objection is raised based on either a history of poor code compliance or a revision to the comprehensive plan that would render the CUP incompatible. And staff is available for questions, as is the applicant.
All right, thank you, ma'am. Any questions for Mrs. Spell, commissioners? Good. Okay. Who's here representing this request? Yes, sir. If you please come forward, state your name. When you get to the podium, state your name and your address.
Hey guys, good evening. My name is Altaf Frasla. This is Ray Quadra, and the address is 808 South End Boulevard.
Okay. So this is your food truck?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is the one that actual picture there, is a picture of it?
Yeah, sir.
Okay. So you have no signage on there now, nothing like
Not
that?
Yet.
What year is it?
It's 2020.
It looked brand new. Okay. And it has food stuff. I really couldn't see.
All the equipments are in there. Everything is in place.
If you could state your name and address.
My name is Ray Kawaja. I'm the partner,
at the location.
It has all the equipment, fire suppression, everything that's needed to operate a mobile food vendor. It just doesn't have any food items in there unless, you know, we get a chance to do that.
Okay. Are you, your game plan here is you pull in there with your truck, pull in the trailer, or the trailer's going to stay there all the time?
It's going to be stationary. It's going to stay at that one spot.
Okay. Yes. Right. Okay. Have you done this kind of work before?
Yes. Yes, we have. In Austin and other places, as we have.
Okay. What kind of food is it? That's the most important part. What kind of food is it?
We're going to do little Tex-Mex, you know, Mexican food, and then we're going to have burgers, you know, just, what do you call, just good food.
That's what it's good food. I like that.
Come see us. You
know, you we'll see about that, okay? Commissioners, y'all have any questions here? Two men? Okay. Why that spot there? Have you had this anywhere else in the area at all? This is your first place you're going to be having it, or?
Yes, this is going to be the first in the area.
Okay. I was going to say, we also kind of operate the business there, and so as we've kind of gotten to know the community, there's really a need for that because a lot of those folks, they don't have a car.
Okay.
And having to go outside of the neighborhood to find some good food, so we figured this would be a good opportunity to kind of get into the community and get the people to come in and try our food and also have a good community feel.
The car wash there, we have the car wash shut down right now, right?
The car wash is in a different location than this.
Isn't it next door to it?
So there is a pending legal case on that, so I'm not going to speak on that case.
Right, but I mean, this is, so, okay. All right, commissioners, no questions? All right,
Commissioner Austin, I assume you do have the fire suppression system in your food truck as well?
We're renting the truck, and so they have to inspect, and they give us the paperwork, which we've provided, and so this way.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. Please have a seat. Okay.
If I can offer some more information on Commissioner Austin's question, before any food truck is allowed to operate in the city, they do have to go through an inspection process with the fire marshal and be passed per their requirements.
That's how we roll in Harker Heights. Okay. No questions there. I'm now going to open the public hearing right now. Does anyone in the audience wish to address this matter? Nope. I'm now going to close the public hearing. And commissioners, it is back to us. And I need someone to make a motion.
Secretary Stegmeier, I'd like to make a recommendation of approval of the continued use permit with the following conditions listed below. Five conditions.
Yes, sir. You can say with the conditions as presented.
With the conditions as presented.
Yes, sir.
Sorry.
That's okay.
All right. Thank you, sir. Do I have a second?
Commissioner Heifbrink, second.
What?
Commissioner Heifbrink, second.
Okay. All right. So we have a motion by Secretary Stegmeier and a second by Commissioner Heifbrink. Thank you very much. Any discussion? Nope. All right. Young lady?
Chairman Robinson?
I vote to approve.
Vice Chair Robinson?
Vice Chair Robinson, approve.
Secretary Stegmeier?
Secretary Stegmeier, approve.
Commissioner Schein?
Commissioner Schein, approve.
Commissioner McCann?
Commissioner McCann, approve.
Commissioner Austin?
Commissioner Austin, approve.
Commissioner Heifbrink?
Commissioner Heifbrink, approve.
Commissioner Bess?
Commissioner Bess, approve.
Commissioner McDaniel?
Commissioner McDaniel, approve.
Thank you.
Passes 9-0. Congratulations, gentlemen. Okay, next item here is going to be, all right, conduct a public hearing to discuss and consider an ordinance to change zoning designation from R1 one family dwelling district to R1I single family infill dwelling district on property described as A0288 BC, V as in Victor, L Evans, unit 11- Bradmore Apartments, acres 2.8. Generally located north of Northside Drive and east of Jamie Road, Harker Heights, Bell County, Texas, 76548. Mrs. Spell for the city.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Yvonne Spell for the city of Harker Heights. Commissioners, this case is a request to change zoning designation from R1 to R1I on property generally located north of Northside Drive and east of Jamie Road. Before you on the location map, you can see the parcel highlighted in yellow, about 2.8 acres. This property is located within the original city limits of the city, and has not been, and has not been platted. So after the zoning case, if to proceed, they would need to plat this property. This is a rough draft of their proposed concept plan for this general area. 19 houses with a single road and a cul-de-sac to end on the east side and a small playground on the west end of the street. Okay.
Cool.
The public notice posted on site. The road is not completed yet to this location, so we did post it as close as we could get, which is, I believe, at the corner of Ronald and Northside Drive. Zoning map indicates that this property is zoned R1 with a mixture of R3 and, I believe, R1M in the general area. This property is not located with any of the special flood hazard areas. Existing land use, this property is vacant. It's got a mixture of medium density and high density residential in the general area. Land use plan does indicate that this property and immediately surrounding properties designated as medium density residential. Staff sent out 95 notices to property owners, and as of August 24th, we had received 6 responses in favor and 1 response in opposition. You notice that there's 4 responses on the map in front of you that are a lighter green color. This property owner did not indicate approval or denial on their response, but in the other 2 cases for this general area, he did mark approval. So it could, you could safely assume that he did mean to mark approval for this case, but on the actual response, there was not a check box marked.
I checked it for him on mine. Just kidding.
And then the motion before you, staff is available for questions, as is the applicant.
All right, commissioners, any questions for Mrs. Spell? Yes, sir.
Commissioner Bass, I hope it's for you. The R1I, is the reason just to put more houses on there, or is the roadways an issue? Or
R1I does allow for a smaller lot footprint, which would mean a denser, more houses available in the same square footage.
I thought we were trying to get away from that sort of thing.
Oh, no. The lots will...
This particular area of the city was approved by the ordinance when these infill lots were passed. Okay. So it's not allowed in every part of the city, but it is allowed in this particular area.
It's a good looking, like a shotgun shack kind of, good looking. When those first came here, I think we were the first ones in the area. Well, I know Clean didn't have them, and they worked out great. We have them north side. We have them over here by the high school.
Yeah.
They work out good. Not a bad looking product at all. So,
didn't we a couple of months ago recommend an approval for that area as well? There was a circular.
Yes, a couple months ago.
On Jamie Road, we did receive on North Mary Jo, we just received a request to go to R2. That case will actually come before you next month to go to R2I and duplex infill lot.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right, any other questions for Mrs. Spell? Okay, no? All right, good. Who is here representing this request? Please come forward, state your name and your address, sir.
Good evening, commissions. So it's Ken Cates. I'm CEO of Fort Hood Area Habitat for Humanity. Location is 2601 Atkinson Avenue in Killeen. My address, 604 Lantana, Harker Heights. The sky view was an older initial pitch to the proposal we sent to city council. So the intent is to be just one single road now with only one side of that street having the 11 to 13 homes.
Cool. All right. Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Cates?
Commissioner McCann, the infill or the whatever you want to call it, the backfill on the backside, that's about 40 foot tall.
Yeah.
It looks like it's fallen onto the property owner down below you on Lynn Drive.
To the west, or just to the west of us.
To the west.
Yeah, we are working with the city in regards to putting in a new retaining wall, whether it be an initial step up with limestone and then concrete barrier. But we are working, we have an architect, engineer, going through everything to conduct and complete an actual full retaining wall to control that.
As of right now, some of that is on his property, correct?
Some of it is, and that's our, we have the same dirt mover contractor, and he's working with us to actually remove that dirt.
The poles are leaning?
Those were there like that before. Encore is aware, and Encore, myself and Manny Bakta, we've been working with Encore to get them out there. Encore is doing a full review. That's that. All those poles, it's the entire length of Lynn. Those poles are almost at a 40, I think it's about a 40 degree angle.
Yeah, which means it's going to come down. They'll fall down at that angle at some point.
Yeah, that's why Encore's out there. They're going to redo the entire stretch down there.
When you say retaining wall, like how many feet do you think high?
Total, we're looking at with the limestone, we'll go up. Again, we're still waiting on the architect and the engineer to finalize their plans, but our goal is to do about 6 foot of the limestone and then 4 to 5 feet. Now, I won't go 5 feet, 4 foot of actual concrete L-shaped retaining. We prefer to make sure that we have the full 10 foot total is what we're looking at. And this is the area you're referring to is the next couple.
Right. I just didn't know how far, like, it's hard to tell.
Right,
we couldn't
right.
walk down that road.
Yeah, it's so the 2.8 acres referred to in this one is at the end of that dirt lot
right.
that you saw where the sign is, and that is at the very last actual current house in that neighborhood. So that's that last stretch of Northside Drive.
Mm-hmm.
To the west of that directly is Lynn Drive. The 2.8 acres is due north of where
right,
the sign
correct.
Is.
Very good. Any other questions, commissioners?
Can you go back to that Skyview map? So you said that's not what is going to be...
No, this was the proposal a little over a year ago.
Right.
So thanks to our partners over at Republic EDS, we've identified that the easier and the better safe path is where the houses that are on the south piece of that, the lower part of that road, that would actually be the road that we bring in.
Correct. Joseph Terrio, Republic Engineering. So the new layout has the road pushed all the way against the southern boundary. With, you know, a little bit of room to account for slope. That is a very big hill that drops off on the backside there. It's dropping almost 30 feet down. So one of the reasons for the infill zoning was asked earlier is the topography out there is a real challenge. And that's why we've switched to this layout, reducing the number of homes, unfortunately. But we're able to get a nice yard for them this way. They get a front yard, they get a backyard. Their backyard will extend a lot further. They're going to have a really deep lot. Will be some slope in the back, but there will be area that they can use. And if we cram them in like this, you know, you're looking at, you know, a 4-to-1 slope, 2 feet away from the vegetable. No one wants that. So we've redone the layout to account for that, down to 11 lots. It also, that extension going towards Jamie Drive now is a little more curved. There's a lot of topography to make up there, as you're talking about with that big fall that goes down into Jamie Drive. So if there's any other questions about the layout side of it, I can answer those for you.
When you get your address, we didn't, when you went up.
6305 Pat Cole, Temple.
Yep, good. All right, any other questions, gentlemen? All right, thank you all very much. Okay. Now open the public hearing. Does anyone in the audience want to address this matter? Does anyone in the audience wish to address this matter? Nope. Close public hearing. And commissioners, back to us at this point. The retaining wall, Christina, the retaining wall deal there is something that they're going to have to do something there with it.
Right. So the retaining wall will be tied in with the construction plans themselves. And in order to get any type of CFO or approval to even go vertical on some of those homes, they'll have to get the retaining wall in. The current homes that are constructed do have an approved retaining wall design, and it just has not been constructed yet.
Okay, cool. Josh, you okay with that? All right. I need a motion, guys.
Commissioner McCann, I'd like to make a motion to approve as presented.
All right. Commissioner McCann makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Secretary Stegmeier, second.
Stigmeyer, second. Okay, any discussion, commissioners? All right, you lady.
Chairman Robinson.
I vote to approve.
Robinson.
Vice Chair Robinson, approve.
Secretary Stegmeyer.
Secretary Stegmeyer, approve.
Commissioner Shine.
Commissioner Shine, approve.
Commissioner McCann.
Commissioner McCann, approve.
Commissioner Austin.
Commissioner Austin, approve.
Commissioner Heidbrink.
Commissioner Heidbrink, approve.
Commissioner Bess.
Commissioner Bess, approve.
Commissioner McDaniel.
Commissioner McDaniel, approve.
Thank you.
All right, it passes 9-0. Good job, everyone. Okay, Z22-21, conduct a public hearing to discuss and consider an ordinance to change zoning designation from R1, one-family dwelling district, to R1I, single-family infill dwelling district, on properties described as Kern Terrace, 3rd Extension, Block 004, Lots 005 through 0008, generally located at 208 through 214, North Side Drive, Harker Heights, Bell County, Texas, 76548. Mrs. Bell.
Thank you, Chairman. I do want to offer just a touch of clarity. In the statement, it says this lot would be going from R1, one family dwelling district, to R1I. It's actually going from R3, multifamily, and that was just a correction that, an error that we didn't catch in that statement. The motion that we make later should have the correct zoning districts in there. So before you, you have a subsequent zoning request to change zoning designation from R3 to R1I in the same general area, lots 208 through 214, located on North Side Drive. The public signage posted on the lots.
Those signs do look good.
They are much bigger than the previous ones. So zoning map does indicate that these lots are zoned R3 with a mixture of single family infill and R3 in the general area. None of these lots are located within any of the special flood hazard areas. Existing land use, high density residential with a mixture of medium density and low density residential in the general area. Land use plan again does indicate that these lots, along with the surrounding areas, are designated for medium density residential. And the public notices, staff did send out, I apologize. Seventy-one notices to neighboring property owners, and as of August 24th, we received 6 responses recommending approval for this zoning case. And the motion before you, should you so choose, and the applicant and staff are available for questions again.
Very good. All right, commissioners, any questions for Mrs. Spell? Nope, good. Okay, who's here representing this request? Sir, if you please come forward, state your name and your address.
Again, Ken Cates, CEO, Fort Hood Area Habitat for Humanity, 2601 Atkinson and Killeen, and personally 604 Lantana and Harker Heights.
Very good. Okay. So tell us about this.
These are the currently we're building 3 homes right now for part of our veteran impact. We have 4 homes total for this entire street. So again, we're just diverting it over from R3 to R1I, R1I, so we can do the same thing as we're talking about the 2.8 acres. These yards will actually have a larger side yard. Then they will a backyard because of the retaining wall and having access to Encore's area for the easement. So again, 4 homes ranging from 1-bedroom to 3-bedroom and 2-bath entry area into that final 2.8 acre development.
You said it'll be ranging from 1-bedroom?
Yep. The very first one is a 1-bedroom single story, 1-bedroom, 1-bath. 1-bedroom, 1-bath. The next one is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. And the next one is scheduled as another 3-bedroom, 2-bath. And the remaining will be 3-bedroom, 2-bath.
Great. All right. All right, commissioners, any questions for Mr. Cates? All right, thank you, sir. Please have a seat. Okay. All right, I now open the public hearing. Does anyone in the audience wish to address this matter? Nope. Close the public hearing. Commissioners, back to us.
Commissioner McCann, I'd like to make a motion to approve as presented.
Commissioner McCann makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Commissioner Heidbrink, second.
Commissioner Heidbrink, seconds. Thank you, sir. Okay, any discussion? All right, young lady?
Chairman Robinson?
I vote to approve.
Vice Chair Robinson?
Vice Chair Robinson, approve.
Secretary Stegmeier?
Secretary Stegmeier, approve.
Commissioner Schein?
Commissioner Schein, approve.
Commissioner McCann?
Commissioner McCann, approve.
Commissioner Austin?
Commissioner Austin, approve.
Commissioner Heidbrink?
Commissioner Heidbrink, approve.
Commissioner Bess?
Commissioner Bess, approve.
Commissioner McDaniel?
Commissioner McDaniel, approve.
Thank you.
All right, that passes 9-0. Thank you all very much. And we are just continuing right along here. Here we go. All right, we have Z22-22. Conduct a public hearing to discuss and consider an ordinance to change zoning designation from R1 one-family dwelling district to R1I single-family infill dwelling district on property described as Kern Terrace, 3rd Extension, Block 004, Lot 0009, generally located at 216 Northside Drive, Harker Heights, Bell County, Texas, 76548. Mrs. Spell for the city.
Thank you, Chairman. And those zoning designations are correct on this case. Thank you. Before you do have another request for zoning designation to change on Northside Drive. This lot is for 216 Northside Drive. The reason that this case is separate from the others is that Habitat for Humanity does not yet own this lot at the time of the application being turned in. So Mr. Cates is here as the applicant's representative, representing Fort Hood Habitat for Humanity. Again, the location map showing the parcel highlighted in yellow. The public notice signs again. Zoning map indicating that this lot is currently R1. Lots to the south are R3 and to the east are R3. The lot to the north is R1 and to the west is, I believe, infill, R2I. Again, this lot is not located with any of the special flood hazard areas. Existing land use does show that this is a low density residential with a mixture of high density and medium density in the surrounding area. Land use plan again does indicate that this parcel along with the surrounding parcels are medium density residential. And notification. Staff sent out 51 notices to neighboring property owners and received 9 recommending approval. And the motion before you on the screen, staff and again, Mr. Cates is available for questions.
Very good. Thank you, Mrs. Spell. Any questions for Mrs. Spell? Nope. Okay. Who is here representing this request? Sir, if you please state your name and your address.
Ken Cates, Fort Hood Area Habitat for Humanity, 2601 Atkinson and Killeen, 604 Lantana and Harker Heights. This lot we're purchasing from the current owner so that we can tie it together. We're going to replat it as one lot on 214. Due to its proximity, the slope is going down deep, so we're actually positioning the house in a different manner to allow us to remove some of the fill so we can get that proper slope there to reduce any future issues. That way it'll be one larger lot for a larger family there. And the last piece of that will be part of that tying in Jody Lane, so we have a secondary egress for that neighborhood.
All right, any questions for Mr. Cates? Thank you very much, sir. Please have a seat. Okay, I now open the public hearing. Does anyone in the audience wish to address this matter? Nope, I close the public hearing. Do I have a motion, commissioners?
Commissioner. Brink, motion to approve as presented.
All right, Commissioner Heidbrink, do I have a second?
Commissioner Austin, second.
Commissioner Austin, I haven't heard from you in a while. Thank you. Any discussion? Okay. All in favor, or young lady, sorry.
Chairman Robinson.
I vote to approve.
Vice Chair Robinson.
Vice Chair Robinson, approve.
Secretary Stegmeier.
Secretary Stegmeier, approve.
Commissioner Schein.
Commissioner Schein, approve.
Commissioner McCann.
Commissioner McCann, approve.
Commissioner Austin.
Commissioner Austin, approve.
Commissioner Heidbrink.
Commissioner Heidbrink, approve.
Commissioner Bess.
Commissioner Bess, approve.
Commissioner McDaniel.
Commissioner McDaniel, approve.
Thank you.
All right, the pass is 9-0. Good job, everybody. Okay, now we have under agenda item 11 is new business. We have P22-22, discuss and consider a request for preliminary plat referred to as Meadow White Edition on property described as being a 1.021 acre tract of land in Bell County, Texas, being part of the John T. Tumlinson Survey, abstract number 831. The land herein being part of Lot 2, Block 5, Meadow Acres, in addition to the City of Harker Heights, Texas, being of record in Cabinet A, slide 143-C, plat records of the Bell County, Texas, and being that all certain tract of land conveyed in general warrant deed to BFF Construction, LLC, a Texas limited liability company being described of record under instrument number 202-203-5043, official public records of real property of Bell County, Texas. Ms. Spell for the city.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Yvonne Spell for the city. Commissioners, you may recall that we recently had zoning cases for these particular parcels to go from R1 to R2I? Yes, sorry, thank you. You can see before you the location of these two lots. And we did work with the engineer to get a lot layout. So per your request at the last meeting, we could see the proposed lot layout on the aerial for this request. I'm going to go back on one of these slides. You may notice that the proposed road that would go down in between these six infill lots is a little bit narrower than what you would see on West Bob White Lane. The applicant did meet with staff regarding the road street requirements and has put in a request for a waiver for four of the city ordinances to allow for a narrower street, narrower right-of-way in order to accommodate these lots. We did meet with the fire marshal, with city staff, public works, planning, in order to work out a solution for these lots with this developer. And you can see that the road does come down in between the six lots and turned into a hammerhead that is partially in this alleyway at the back. And this was a good solution for everybody. Their proposal of making this a private road we didn't want it to turn into a sanitary trash situation where everybody was storing their trash cans down here on Bob White and the trash trucks weren't able to access the road. So this manner in making this a public road a little bit narrower than what's required, the trash trucks will be able to traverse down this road along with any emergency vehicles. The engineer and staff are both available for questions on this plat.
So the road down there at the end, the hammerhead deal, will actually have asphalt all the way?
It won't go all the way into the alleyway, but it will extend partially into that alleyway.
But come out like that for the truck to, I guess,
yes, sir.
Pull in
to
and then back
pull in.
Up?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Like a vacuum cleaner.
And this is a common solution for fire lanes on a lot of commercial properties. When they can't extend all the way through, they'll often use a hammerhead in this manner.
And it will be a private road or will not be a private road?
This will not be a private road if you allow for the waiver that was requested in the packet.
Okay. All right. Any questions for Mrs. Spell? Okay. Who is here representing this request?
Good evening, Commissioners. Ace Renault with Mitchell & Associates, located at 102 North College Street. As I've spoken about, the developer had a specific target for what they needed to redevelop this property from its current condition, and so we worked with staff to find an arrangement that we believe would be functional and could serve the purpose while creating a public road in the center of this property to serve these six lots.
This is kind of off subject, but I mean, maybe not really, but the trash issue, would that be a good spot for a dumpster for the entire street?
So they're all going to be separate lots and potentially have separate owners.
Does staff trash fee or whatever all go to the dumpster?
So staff did bring that option up with the applicant, and there would have had to have been some type of HOA put into place for these lots, which is not common in this particular area, but some type of way to maintain the area where it was stored, and then also some way to charge that rate to some account and not one particular home versus the other. So that option was discussed. what we are looking at here, and just to be a little bit clearer, it's a, going from a 36-foot back-to-back down to a 31 back-to-back within a 33-foot right-of-way versus a 50-foot right-of-way, but they've provided the additional easements on the sides of the roads. So ultimately, the city has the same area that we're working at that we normally would have in the larger right-of-way. It's just a smaller pavement surface. They are also proposing parking up into the lots for these units, and so thereby reducing the need to park on the actual road.
How wide do we think the road will actually be?
So it'll be a 31-foot back-to-back.
What's the typical road?
36-foot back-to-back.
They also propose no parking on the
street. Is there any, will there be parking allowed on the street?
We propose that we would post it all as no parking. Did we say one on one side?
You said on the east side only in your waiver.
So reducing that to where you'll have a passable lane in two directions at all times.
If you had cars on both sides of that, it'd be pretty tight. What's the width of the streets in Wildwood?
They're not very wide.
When they're parked on both sides there, you really have to watch what you're doing going through there. You know?
So yeah. I do not know offhand.
Well, luckily this road's not a pass-through road.
That's true.
You're right. It is low traffic. It does have the turnaround at the end. So we're not anticipating anybody other than local and those who live in the area to be there.
Well, it's better than what's there now. Yeah. I mean, that area is not in the highest demand, and you've got Roy Reynolds right there, but everything on this side of Roy Reynolds is not that attractive.
Are there sidewalks? There
would have to be a sidewalk.
And so part of that attenuation for the smaller right-of-way was the proposal of, I believe we ended up calling, do we call them pedestrian access easements? Mm-hmm. I think this was the final version, was creating pedestrian access easements. Outside of the dedicated mile, so that we have place for the sidewalks.
What does that translate into?
Pedestrian access easements. So typically,
it's concrete or no?
Yeah, it's to hold the sidewalk as normally you would see. It'll appear the same, but we did it in order with that reduced right of way. Typically, your sidewalk would exist in the right of way, where we're not going to have enough right of way to encompass the sidewalk. We put easements outside of that proposed right of way that are dedicated as pedestrian access easements.
So just dumb it down for me one more.
There'll be sidewalks.
If I'm walking on a concrete or some similar.
Yes, you're walking on a sidewalk that'll appear
normal. Can Rodney and I walk together on the concrete?
Yes, it'll appear just as every as the other sidewalk in the city.
Oh, okay.
It just happened to be on there on the person's property, but in appearance-wise, you won't know that.
Okay. All right. All I can say is it's better than what's there now, but I wish we could come up with something different. Are you involved with the property on isn't there another property right here on Beeline somewhere? Are they associated with the same owners or anything?
No, not that I'm, I'm aware that these people own, that our client owns any additional property in this area.
Because I thought there was something else going on Beeline too, but okay. All right, commissioners, any other questions? Okay. Please have a seat, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, this is not a, all I need is a motion right now.
And Chair, I just need to, all right, sorry, Chairman, I just need to read the conditions out that staff did propose for this particular case. All outstanding comments will be addressed or have been addressed prior staff recommendation prior to filing of the plat with Bell County Public Records and approval of the waiver from design standards for City of Harker Heights Code of Ordinances sections 154.21, parentheses C, parentheses 1, parentheses H, section 154.21, parentheses C, parentheses 2, parentheses D, section 154.37, parentheses A, parentheses 3, and section 154.37, parentheses C, parentheses 1.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
No.
Who gives that approval?
Per these ordinances, the recommendation for approval or denial has to come from this body, and it also has to be heard by City Council.
So we're not doing that tonight.
You're providing a recommendation to
All right, commissioners, do I have a motion?
Commissioner Heiprich, motion to approve with the conditions as requested.
Thank you, sir. All right, so we have Commissioner Heiprich makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Commissioner McCann seconds.
All right, Commissioner McCann seconds. Any discussion? None. All right, young lady.
Chairman Robinson.
I vote to approve.
Vice Chair Robinson.
Vice Chair Robinson approve.
Secretary Stegmeier.
Secretary Stegmeier approve.
Commissioner Schein.
Commissioner Schein approve.
Commissioner McCann.
Commissioner McCann approve.
Commissioner Austin.
Commissioner Austin approve.
Commissioner Heidbrink.
Commissioner Heidbrink approve.
Commissioner Bess.
Commissioner Bess disapprove.
Commissioner McDaniel.
Commissioner McDaniel approve.
Thank you.
All right, so Bess, you were a disapprove.
Yes.
All right, good. Okay, so we have 8-4 and a 1 against, and it passes right there.
8-1.
That's right. Okay. All right, next item here is going to be P22-23. Discuss and consider a request for a final plat referred to as Indian Land Addition on property described as being 1.312-acre tract of land in Bell County, Texas, being part of the E. Dawson Survey, abstract number 258, and the H.B. Littlefield Survey, abstract number 511, being all of lots 11 through 14, block 23, Comanche Land, Second Land, in addition to the City of Harker Heights, Texas, being on a record in Cabinet A, slide 184-A, plat records of Bell County, Texas, and being part of the certain tract of land conveyed in a deed reserving life estate to the Mary Jaron Horn Revocable Living Trust dated June 20th, 2005, being described record in volume 5762, page 289, official public records of real property, Bell County, Texas, misspelled for the city.
Thank you, Chairman. Commissioners, this is a final plat request for property located generally at the intersection of Shoshone Trail and Indian Trail Drive. You can see before you the parcels highlighted in yellow, and the intent of this plat is to relocate some property lines. The mobile home park owner is wanting to sell the mobile home park but retain her private home located here at 2100. So she's wanting to maintain the house and this property just to the west as part of her personal property while selling off this mobile home park that's located to the north and to the west. The applicant did apply for this plat back in June, and due to the number of comments that we had in getting easement locations and written up on the plat per CenturyLink power telephone cable, the applicant requested to withdraw the plat. So it's taken us about 2 months to get comments through based off of utility easement locations, proposed utility easement locations based off of the actual easements that are on this property. And you can see before you, this is the proposed lot layout. So this would be the property owner's new property parcel boundaries. And this would be just one other lot that I believe she would retain, or sell off to the mobile home park. I don't recall what her intent is, but her intent is to sell the remainder of this mobile home park here. And in order to do that, she does need to separate her house along with the property just to the west.
As far as vehicles getting there, emergency vehicles, things like that, going there now to that mobile home park, they're still going to be able to cruise right by her place?
There will be an access easement off of Indian Trail Drive right here that will basically follow the existing road into there. And it's going to be 10 foot on either side, so a total of 20 foot access easement into that property.
So no gate, no fence, nothing like that?
No, sir.
Pull right in there, pull right out. Mm-hmm. And those people can also use that to get in and out of there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
I apologize. So I don't have it on the screen, but there is a copy of that plat in your packet. And again, the applicant is here to answer questions about that.
Oh, you're doing her too? Okay, right.
So, Commissioner Heidbrink, so what does that do? Because it looks like those mobile homes are like straddling property lines. So what does that do to those that are on her proposed property? I'm just kind of confused. And the others that are, I mean, it looks like the property line's going right down the middle of these. And
so that becomes a private property issue between her and whoever she sells the mobile home park to. And the applicant can clarify the intent as far as that lot. But that is one of the reasons that the lots are shaped the way they are based off of what she's going to keep and what's going to go forward. The passage easement itself is a variable width passage easement that is big enough for the fire lane to come through there as well. And so we did recognize, and there are some comments in here where we put them on notice that when they sell off the land, you know, those private connections, wherever they may be, are going to have to be incorporated into any sale of land at that particular time. All the public infrastructure is within a public easement and in the public right-of-way, and that's all we have the ability to maintain and regulate at this time.
Can you pull it where we can see the bottom of it, like when we see Indian Trail? Or is Indian, I guess Indian Trail's, okay, Indian Trail's over here on the right. Yes. Okay, all right, I apologize. What is this right here? That's the easement right there going through? Okay, 10-foot utility easement.
It was a historic easement that was originally cataloged, but there are no utilities in that. All of the utility companies replied back that they don't have anything there, so they were okay with abandoning that portion. Okay.
Or not, Commissioner, excuse me. Sir, if you want to come on down.
Hello again, Ace Renault with Mitchell & Associates at 102 North College Street. As they indicated, Ms. Horn currently owns almost the whole block of this and this neighborhood, which encompasses this our mobile home park that has existed in continuous operation for many, many years. And she's gotten to the point where she's decided she no longer wishes to manage a mobile home park, but wants to remain in the area, and she's found some buyers that are interested in purchasing the mobile home park and retaining the operation as it exists. And so what we've tried to do is work through a way to reapportion the lots to give her a little bit more room around her house and to encompass some of the open space that was built, you know, as you can see in the image, used to be a pool that she said she constructed for her kids, and when the kids were no longer there, she filled it with dirt because she didn't want to take care of it. And so what we've done is adjust that property line to the middle of the middle existing road, encompassing it with passage easements, and we attempted to adjust some of the other easements, but working with Lumen, which used to be CenturyLink, they believe there may be some lines in there, so we've retained those easements. What this does is allow her to continue to live in the home as she currently does, but in the end, that what you see as lot one, block one, will be included in the transaction to sell with all the remaining lots and the storage units as a mobile home park with storage attached. Speaking about the mobile homes being over property lines, though on the CAD map it shows it as one parcel, but that parcel actually is broke up into individual lots, so those mobile homes are over all the property lines. there is no rhyme or reason necessarily to how they're placed, but those are actually individually platted lots with parts and pieces of mobile homes on each one.
Okay. All right, commissioners, you have any questions?
Commissioner Austin. Where the metal building is, it's kind of rusted and all that. But she didn't want to keep that. This is really messing with my type A-ness.
That's what part of what they wanted. She set forth kind of what she wanted to retain, and we've met with the purchasers, and they were in agreement with her about what they thought they needed in order to operate the park. And so we've tried to accommodate what they believe their need was the best that we could. believe that the line that is kind of at an odd angle follows along a retaining wall that is near the pool.
The weird lot.
Yes.
All right, any other questions? Nope. Thank you very much, sir. Please have a seat. Okay, commissioners, back to us. I need a motion.
Secretary Stegmeier, I'd like to make a recommendation to approval with the following conditions.
All right, is that good?
Yes, sir. I don't think that we verbally stated the conditions, so I'm going to do that at this time, if you don't mind.
Please do.
All outstanding comments have been addressed per staff recommendation prior to filing of plat with Bell County Public Records.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, do I have a second?
Commissioner Austin, second.
Oh, your brother beat you. Good. Go ahead, buddy.
Vice Chair Robinson, second.
All right, good. Okay, Robinson, Vice Chair, younger brother, seconds. All right, any discussion? None? Okay, young lady.
Robinson.
I vote to approve.
Vice Chair Robinson.
Vice Chair Robinson, approve.
Secretary Stegmeier.
Secretary Stegmeier, approve.
Commissioner Schein.
Commissioner Schein, approve.
Commissioner McCann.
Commissioner McCann, approve.
Commissioner Austin.
Commissioner Austin, approve.
Commissioner Heidbrink.
Commissioner Heidbrink, approve.
Commissioner Bess.
Commissioner Bess, approve.
Commissioner McDaniel.
Commissioner McDaniel, approve.
All right, it passes 9-0. All right. Here tonight, we have P22-24, discuss and consider a request for a final plat referred to as Heights City Center. A property described as 3.496 acres, situated in the Martin Smith Survey, Abstract 750, Bell County, Texas, embracing all of Lot 1, Block 4, Park Addition, an addition within the City of Harker Heights, Bell County, Texas, according to the plat of record in Cabinet C, Slide 178-B, plat records of Bell County, Texas, and all of Lot 3, Block 1, Union State Bank Addition, Phase 2, an addition within the City of Harker Heights, Bell County, Texas, according to the plat of record in Cabinet D, Slide 67-C of said plat records. Mrs. Spell for the city.
Thank you, Chairman. This plat action before you is to combine two parcels located generally near the intersection of Balvant Street. This is a private road. I believe that's pronounced Balvant, and Miller's Crossing. You can see Carl Levin City Park is located on the eastern border of these properties. City Hall would be down to the south, and this is the church. Union State Bank is over here, or Vera Bank now, I believe is what it's called. So this plat action would combine these two parcels into one. Staff has met with a potential developer regarding this piece of property, who's shown interest in bringing in some retail entertainment center into the city, and this is one of the required steps in order to proceed with that possible development. These two parcels are already platted as part of two separate plats, and again, this platting action would bring them together as one large piece of property, about three and a half acres, I believe. And because this is city property, city staff is going to represent the case as both the applicant and for questions. And the motion conditions, we haven't received revisions back from the surveying company that submitted this application on behalf of the city, so our conditions for this plat are that all outstanding comments have been addressed per staff recommendations prior to filing a plat with Bell County Public Records. And again, we are available for all the questions.
Well, please come to the podium here. No. Okay. All right, commissioners, do y'all have any questions for Mrs. Spell? What are we looking going? What's going to be going there possibly?
So the business itself, we cannot mention at this time because the city is still going through negotiations, but we are, since we don't have a true downtown, we're looking at making this a city center. So something that will benefit not only our city hall, but the park space, and then can be utilized by the commercial entities and possibly the hotel. So tying it all together.
So it's not going to look like downtown Killeen, though. right? We're not shooting for that.
We will definitely keep our uniqueness in Harker Heights.
All right. Do y'all have any questions of the applicants, commissioners?
I do. Yeah.
Please,
yeah. Vice Chair Robinson, looking at the sketch and watching that hotel being built, I have two questions really. Is there enough parking for the hotel? And looking at your design here, it doesn't look like you can hardly drive between the one line you have here and the back of the hotel.
So the back of the hotel is right up on the property line, and it was constructed that way. That's why they required an easement onto one of these parcels here in order to get it, to construct it. The hotel has enough parking for it, although I will say that the design concept that the city is currently working on and will go out and solicit for businesses, it does include some type of multi-use parking, parking here versus parking at the park, and being able to utilize both in order to keep that same type of atmosphere that we have at the park in the city center.
How much land is that again? Oh, 3.4. All right.
And then one more question on the piece of property next to it, since it's a private road and there's that jog in the road and they've done under it and so on, but looking at the concrete on their property, water, rain like we had earlier is going to send, there's no blocks or anything. It's going to sluice down that concrete like a.
So there are underground pipes that were put on the hotel property, and they do go into existing storm drain that's there. There is an inlet on that private drive, as well as storm drain that then comes down Miller's Crossing. It was all originally designed when we put in the pond for that to come down and be captured.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is the property to the east the city's as well?
The
triangle
east.
That's left?
Yeah.
This?
That's both, no. The triangle, basically you have the triangle, right? The two pieces right here.
The triangle piece and the rectangle piece are going together in this platting action to form one property.
Oh, okay.
It's okay. I had to. And the dedication of right-of-way here, this will also, of course, go before City Council because of the dedication of right-of-way. The future thoroughfare plan does indicate that there will possibly be a roundabout in this particular area to help with the ease of traffic. And so you do see that in the plat with additional right-of-way dedication.
Secretary Stegmeyer, question for you. You filing the final plat with Bell County, is that because of the city municipality has to do that?
We file all plats with Bell County, and so what would just like the previous cases you heard tonight, the previous final plat, any changes have to be made before we would take it in, before we would put our final signature on it, and it gets recorded with Bell County.
I guess the reason I was asking, that's the first time I've seen that in the last 3 years.
All right. Any other questions of our applicants? I don't know if this is going to go through, folks. So, all right. Okay, folks, it's back to us. I need a motion at this time.
Commissioner McCann, like to make a motion to approve as presented.
Thank you, Commissioner McCann, making a motion there. Do I have a second?
Commissioner Schein, second.
Commissioner Schein, second. Any discussion? The conditions, do we need a...
With the one condition?
Yes. All right, McCann, is it...
the one condition in the lease.
Commissioner McCann, I'd like to approve as presented with the one condition.
Okay. Commissioner Schein, second.
All right, very good. Good catch, Steckmeyer, good catch. All right, no discussion. Young lady?
Chairman Robinson?
I vote to approve.
Vice Chair Robinson?
Vice Chair Robinson, approve.
Secretary Stegmeyer.
Secretary Stegmeyer, approve.
Commissioner Schein.
Commissioner Schein, approve.
Commissioner McCann.
Commissioner McCann, approve.
Commissioner Austin.
Commissioner Austin, approve.
Commissioner Heidbrink.
Commissioner Heidbrink, approve.
Commissioner Bess.
Commissioner Bess, approve.
Commissioner McDaniel.
Commissioner McDaniel, approve.
Very good. 9-0. That passes. All right. Next item are reports from P&Z commissioners, alternates. Are there any commissioners or alternates who wish to speak at this time? I will. Thank you all for being here tonight. Y'all did a great job. I know we didn't have Wofford here. She stepped right up here. Did pretty good. We had a long meeting, and I just want to thank you all very much for everything y'all do up here. All right. Staff comments.
We have none, except for the workshop that we will receive.
That God, we'll rest, right after I forgot this. About that.
I have one.
All right.
I have one. Sorry.
Oh, you have
Commissioner Best. Yeah, I think I've learned some more about preliminary plats and final plats and all, but I voted to disapprove that, but didn't get the reasons into the record. Were they supposed to be into the record, or?
So if the body votes to disapprove something, then we are supposed to give record. Since it was a minority vote, it's not as crucial that we have it. City Council likes to hear why,
right.
But it's not a requirement unless the item itself is voted down.
I was writing my reasons down when the discussion and motion went past me. So.
No.
But that's all right. Right.
Anything else? All right. We're done at 8 p.m. from this, and we're going to jump right into workshop. So.
We're going to switch computers here.
All right.
Just real quick. Just give me this.
If you'll give Raylan just a second to stop the recording and then restart it so we have it on a separate file.